This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. China pledged a deeper partnership with Russia on Wednesday as U.S. President Joe Biden reaffirmed security assurances for NATO's frontline Eastern members, highlighting global tensions as the anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine approaches. However, a day after President Vladimir Putin said Moscow was suspending participation in a nuclear arms reduction treaty with Washington, his deputy foreign minister sought to calm nerves, saying the step did not make a nuclear war more likely. Within Ukraine, schools took their classes online for the rest of the week for a fear of upsurge in Russian missile attacks a year on from Moscow's February 24th invasion. Russia has said it will not test fire a hypersonic missile during joint naval drills with China and South Africa, contradicting earlier reports in Russian state media. Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg.
A senior Russian naval official told a news conference in Richards Bay on South Africa's east coast that the country had no plans to fire the Zircon missile during the 10-day exercise, Reuters reported Wednesday. A frigate that carries the weapon, the Admiral Gorshkov, is in South African waters, one of several Russian ships deployed to Exercise Mosey 2. South Africa has been heavily criticized for going ahead with the exercises, which coincide with the first anniversary of the ongoing Ukraine war. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Ukraine's First Lady, Olena Zelenska, addressed a meeting on human rights violations at the United Nations on Wednesday.
Ми б'ємося за те, що нас об'єднує, за право на життя, на свободу, за право не бути закатованим і жити вільно.
She said justice for Ukraine is justice for the entire world. This is VOA News. Israeli troops killed 10 Palestinians, including at least 3 gunmen and 3 civilians, and wounded over 100 others during a raid on a flashpoint city in the occupied West Bank on Wednesday, according to witnesses and medical officials. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
The Israelis encircled 2 Islamic Jihad commanders in the house, the Palestinian militant faction confirmed. That triggered fighting that drew in other gunmen. The 2 commanders were killed. The Israeli military said troops shot back after coming under fire. They were trying to detain militants suspected of planning imminent attacks. Israel has intensified raids in the West Bank, especially Nablus and nearby Jenin, over the last year, following a spate of lethal street attacks by Palestinians in Israeli cities.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The World Health Organization said Wednesday it was using post-earthquake pause and sanctions to move badly needed health supplies and equipment into war-torn Syria. The WHO said it was capitalizing on the chance brought by the suspending of sanctions to do some rapid procurement to revitalize Syria's shattered health services.
WHO is moving very rapidly right now, together with our partners, to take advantage of this pause in the sanctions.
The UN Health Agency called on Syria's warring factions to see the earthquake as an opportunity to end the civil war for good. The massive 7.8 magnitude tremor on February 6th has killed more than 42,000 people in Turkey and more than 3,600 in Syria. The WHO said more than 125,000 people have been injured. At least 19 members of Burkina Faso's army were killed in an attack in the north of the country on Monday, 2 security sources said. The second major assault on forces fighting militants in the area in less than a week. The West African nation has become a hotspot for attacks by insurgents linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State, who have seized territory across the Sahel region south of the Sahara over the past decade, killing thousands and displacing millions despite the presence of foreign troops and United Nations peacekeepers. 16 states in Nigeria on Wednesday asked the Supreme Court to force the central bank to extend by 6 months the use of old banknotes, whose withdrawal from circulation has caused cash shortages and angered citizens ahead of weekend elections. In a country where most people rely on cash for everything from taxi fares to buying food from markets, the shortage of bills has riled citizens, some of who have attacked banks and burned cash dispensing machines. I'm Joe Ramsey.